AP News for Friday, June 11th. I'm Tim McGuire. A Justice Department internal investigation is underway into the actions of the top officials in the Trump administration's Justice Department as they targeted Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee in 2018. Sagar Meghani has more.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify.
A Chicago police officer is charged with taking part in the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January, including part of a group that broke into a senator's office. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the officer's name is Kayral Cheswick.
The fact that a Chicago police officer has been charged in that attack on American democracy makes my blood boil. Makes me sick to my stomach.
Cheswick was charged with five federal misdemeanors. His lawyer says he's on desk duty after being stripped of his police powers. Nevada wants to be the first state to hold a presidential contest in 2024. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Governor Steve Sisolak signed the law that would bump Iowa and New Hampshire from their leadoff spots in presidential voting years. Nevada wants the first Tuesday in February, but the other states would likely change their dates. And the national political parties have to agree to the change. Nevada is switching from an in-person caucus system to a primary election day.
This is AP News. Two people are dead and others on board a Greyhound were injured in a crash this afternoon on I-65 in northwestern Indiana. Police say the driver of a southbound Chevy Tahoe lost control when the SUV was sideswiped by another car. It crossed the median and collided with the northbound bus. Two people in a Tahoe were killed. State police say some 50 people were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant says police departments across the country are seeing a wave of retirements at the same time that recruitments are dropping.
Law enforcement and public safety coming under so much scrutiny and having so many challenges. We saw significant exodus throughout this profession.
The rate of retirement at some departments rose 45% over the last year. That's according to new research on nearly 200 agencies by the Washington-based Police Executive Research Forum. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.